From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. All the rain we've had this month, almost 80 millimeters since the 5th, has raised the level of Porcupine Lake and Porcupine River. So much, in fact, there's a water condition statement in effect. Mattagami Region Conservation Authority GM David Valier says it's a precaution to keep an eye on the level. Water has already breached shore in some spots.
Most of the areas surrounding Porcupine Lake is in a floodplain, so it's not surprising that we are seeing some flooding in low-lying areas.
The Timmins Flood Advisory Committee is monitoring all water courses in the area. The Porcupine Health Unit is reporting two new COVID-19 cases today. One is in Timmins and the other in the James Bay-Hudson Bay region. At the same time, though, four more cases have moved into the resolved category. That leaves us with four currently active. Ontario is reporting 577 new cases, 78% in people who aren't fully vaccinated or have an unknown vaccination status, 21% in fully vaccinated people. More details now on Ontario's new COVID-19 vaccination certificate program that kicks in next Wednesday. That's when people eating inside restaurants, going to a movie, or working out at a gym will need to show their Ministry of Health vaccination receipt along with their ID. The requirements will also be in place to go inside bars, concerts, theaters, nightclubs, strip clubs, racetracks, water parks, sporting events, casinos, and meeting spaces or convention centers. Apart from those with a medical reason for not getting the shot, exceptions will also be made for anyone entering an indoor area just to use the washroom or to pay for an order, get to an outdoor area that way, place or pick up an order or retail purchase, pay admission and bet or pick up winnings in the case of a racetrack. You can find out more about the coming changes on mytimmonsnow.com. The forest fire situation in BC remains serious despite the province-wide state of emergency ending at midnight tonight. It was declared in July as wildfires raged. There is good news, however. Officials say cooler temperatures and rain have helped crews make significant progress the last couple weeks. Finally, this afternoon, the first step of the 10-year waterfront development project in Schumacher will be recognized next Tuesday. That's International Peace Day, and that first step is a peace park. Chairman Mark West says at least 18 poles will be unveiled. Each is being decorated by an ethnic or cultural group with the motto, "May peace prevail on earth," in the appropriate language. West is also planning for the rest of the 10-year program.
Into an annual event, maybe make it, you know, a day in the park where we could do the celebrations for International Peace Day and also, you know, provide music, maybe barbecue or whatever, make it a full day event.
The Tuesday afternoon ceremony begins at 12:15. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.